and turn with me to the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. If there was one book that was unpreached in churches today, it's out of the book of Song of Solomon. The book of Song of Solomon. We find here a beautiful picture that as a man and a woman in the relationship, as it is a symbol here as Christ in the church. The problem is, in our society and in our world today, we have many things coming against us. As a born-again believer, we have the Holy Spirit of God. We are born again. We are not of this world. We are just pilgrims in this world, passing through, headed to heaven. But God kept us here for a specific purpose. God kept us here for a specific reason. But a lot of times we find that we don't go to the world. The world actually comes to us. I would like to preach on little foxes tonight. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and we're going to look at one verse, and that's verse 15. The Bible says in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vine, for our vine have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadow flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains." If you turn back to verse 15, I would like to talk to you for a little bit about the little foxes. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Lord, we ask for your wisdom and understanding in the Word of God. Lord, we ask that you will remove me. Lord, remove me behind the cross. Allow your people to hear something that you would have for them to hear today. In Christ's name, amen. This word "take" literally means to size or to lay a hold of. God is telling us here in this verse that we need to seize the little foxes that spoil the vine. He says to catch them before they damage the harvest that God is sending to his people. He said we must understand that foxes can ruin the vine with no problems. They can ruin a church. I've seen many churches come to disagreements over carpet. I've seen churches get split over pews. I've seen churches get split because they wanted a different pulpit. I've seen churches split because they wanted a different preacher. They wanted a more contemporary preacher when the other ones wanted more of a Bible preacher. I've seen churches split almost over the silliest things. Why? Because there's little foxes inside the church that really come in awares and come in as little foxes, and they come in and they spoil the vine. We find here in this portion of the scripture that God is telling us about the little foxes, that we need to watch them, that we need to seize them, that we need to catch a hold of them. Why? Because of the tender grapes, the tender vine, the tender people. That means the young Christians here in the church, they need the gospel, but they also need to mature in Christ. When Satan comes into the church, he comes for the young people that are in faith. He comes to bring division through the people that aren't really following the Lord, that are inside churches. He comes to those that are just budding in their Christian faith. Why? Because of the most easiest to deceive. All the other religions go for the people that are young. Why? Because they're most easiest to deceive. As a young grape, it's most easiest to deceive. As a born-again believer, as a young age, it's very easy to get mixed up in false doctrine. It's very easy to get mixed up in things that are contrary to the Word of God because somebody has apparently just said it and they claim that that is the Word of God, when in reality, the Bible says something different. I've seen a lot of churches go in splits because there's so many little foxes. God is warning us here in this portion of the scripture. And if we don't heed to the warning, a lot of times we'll find in churches there are little foxes. Now, they don't just come in and show themselves forward, just like Satan doesn't come in and perceive himself to be Satan. Actually, in the portion of the scripture in 2 Corinthians, that he talks about how he comes in and deceives us as the angel of light. He is a deceiver. The little foxes are deceivers. They said they come in as wolves dressed in sheep clothing. They come in to seek to devour. They come in to destroy what God is trying to build, and that is the church. Listen, God is God in the Christian life, we're always advancing. We're always advancing the cause of Christ. We are always supposed to be on the offensive side. Now, there's a portion of our Christian life where we have to defend. We have to be on the defensive side. But as a Christian, as a born-again believer, we have to be on the offense side. We have to be giving the gospel to people, going out and telling the people about the Lord and inviting people to come to church that they can hear a clear message of the gospel, that the Holy Spirit of God can be in a separated place where the Holy Spirit of God can work in the hearts of people. We have to be on the offense side. A lot of the problems is we find ourselves more on the defense side because we are not advancing the kingdom of God. A lot of times we find ourselves fighting inside the church instead of outside the church. We find ourselves more having problems inside a church than outside of church. We find a lot of problems amongst believers inside the church. Why? Because there's so many little foxes that are dressed in a way that is so deceiving that they want to come in and destroy. A lot of times we find people, a guy can wear a shirt, he can wear a tie, he can look dressed well, nice, but yet his heart be totally against God. A young person can may look the part, maybe can act the part, but if their heart's not turned towards God, it will show. We find here in this portion of the scripture, the reason why God wants us to watch out for the little foxes is because of the tender grapes. The tender grapes are very important. The young people in faith are very important. They need to grow in the gospel. They need to grow in the scriptures. They need to grow in what God has declared in the Word of God. A Christian life, we always constantly need to be on the offensive side. If you look in Ephesians 6, 11 through 13, we don't find an armor for the back. We always find the armor that covers the front. We're always supposed to be advancing the kingdom of God. We're always supposed to be defending and fighting the gospel's sake and giving the gospel to people and constantly fighting for the fact that the cause of Christ needs to go out into the world, that people need to hear the gospel. But the problem is, a lot of times, the problem is not outside the church. The problem is inside the church. A lot of times we don't see the problem outside the church. And revival doesn't start people getting saved. Revival starts in the hearts of Christians coming to having the heart right with God. We need to be on the offensive line, because if we're not on the offensive line, if we're not causing the gospel to go forward, if we're not causing the gospel to go forward, Satan is on the offensive line. He is causing us to defend. He's causing us to push back the lines. We can't allow God, or we can't allow Satan to take control of our lives. We shouldn't give up ground because of Satan. We should always be advancing for the cause of Christ. But a lot of the problem is because we have little foxes in church. A lot of the problem the churches aren't growing is because of not the outside. It's not the world. It's the little foxes inside the church. It's those that are saying, no, you don't need to go out and witness. We don't need to give the gospel. Why are you preaching the Word of God? Why are you teaching the Word of God that way? It's those little foxes inside the church that destroy the church. It's those that come in and deceive themselves to be an angel of light, but really in their heart are so against God. It's the little foxes that disrupt the vine. It's the foxes in Ezekiel. It talks about in chapter 13, if I'm not mistaken, it talks about how the prophets were called foxes. Ezekiel called them foxes. Why? Because they gave a message of peace when there was no peace. They gave a message of peace to the nation of Israel when there was no peace in that time. They were foxes. They brought in a false doctrine. They brought in wickedness into the people's ears, that they thought that God wouldn't destroy them, that they were at peace with God. But in reality, they were wicked. They were wicked in their hearts. They call the prophets, foxes. The problem is not outside the church. The problem is inside the church. The problem is our hearts. The problem is Christians not being Christians. The problem is we allow the world to influence our lives. The problem is we have so many foxes in our own lives. We have allowed the world to consume our lives. We have allowed things in our lives that just took us away from God. We allow these little foxes, when God uses the Word of God to move in our hearts, and then Satan comes in and tries to fill our minds and tries to fill our heart with other things other than God's Word and God's will for our lives. Those are little foxes, not only inside the church, but the little foxes inside our own lives. We have not only inside the church to take care of the little foxes, and that's the reason, is because of the young people that are coming in, or because of the young Christians that are coming to know Christ as a personal Savior. They want to come in and grow, and Satan is only attacking them because they're young in their faith, and they aren't grounded in the Word of God, and Satan is attacking them, and he is not, we're supposed to be on the offensive side, but we have now become on the defense side, because a lot of the problems are not outside the church, the problems have become inside the church. We have so many little foxes inside the church that we can't move forward for the cause of Christ. We ask the question, why is God not blessing us? Why is God not moving forward? Or why is the church not moving forward like it's supposed to? Have you ever understood, or have you ever thought about the little foxes, the little problems, the little sins, as the Bible calls besetting sins in our Christian life, the besetting sins inside the Christian, or inside the church? And sometimes, the byproduct is not, should not be our goal. God should be always our goal. The byproduct is God blessing when He wants to bless. He said He'll bless who He wants to bless. So a lot of the problem, and we find here Solomon talks about the little foxes. We have to seize. We have to take control. We have to find these little foxes so they don't grow up to be big foxes and they disrupt the vine. We are Christ. And the church is the vine. We are to stay connected in John chapter 15, that we stay connected to the vine. So how are we to help guard in times of little foxes? A lot of times we have little foxes in that we don't even understand. We don't even see until they start poking their head up. A lot of times we have little foxes in our Christian life. We don't really understand it until they start poking their head up. We have to take the care of the sin in the heart and the sin inside the church for God to advance His kingdom. God wants to, and He always will advance. But sin must be dealt with. So how do we guard against the little foxes? Number one, we must be Spirit-filled people. Holy Spirit comes alongside and helps us. He aids us to live this Christian life. He comes and He fills us, and He allows us to be able to, we're allowed to be able to get accomplished what God, He wants to get accomplished on this earth through the Spirit of the living God. In John chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "And I'll pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, and He may abide with you forever." That the word abide literally means one that comes and comes and takes residency in us. He comes to live and dwell inside of us. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 says, "For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He promises that He will always abide with us. He promises that He will never leave us nor forsake us. The problem is that we don't yield ourselves to Him, allow Him to take control of us. We can't conquer this battle or this war, this fight in this world. These little foxes, we can't battle them without being Spirit-filled people. We must take this warning. The Holy Spirit of God is willing to enable us to live this Christian life, but we must be yielded to Him. In Romans chapter 13, it says how we must yield ourselves to God. You know, even in our Christian life, we see how yielding the Spirit of living God, and we see God move in mighty ways, and then God brings us to this point where we try to do it on our own strength, and God brings us down on our knees to show us that we cannot accomplish things without Him. These little foxes in our church, these little foxes in our Christian life that spoil the vine, can only be dealt with being filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the living God comes in, enables us, He helps us. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, there's a very interesting thing that says there. It says, "Quench not the Spirit." If we can be filled with the Spirit of the living God and accomplish what God wants us to do, we must heed to that warning that the Spirit of the living God can be quenched in our lives. The Spirit of the living God is quenched because of sin that comes in, those little foxes in our lives that spoil the vine, that quenches the Holy Spirit of God. And we have a lot of powerful churches that has powerless people in it because they are not being filled with the Spirit of the living God. How do we take care of these little foxes? By being filled with the Spirit of the living God. Second thing, how we take care of these little foxes, we must know the Scriptures. Not only are we supposed to be Spirit-filled people, but we must know God's Word. Listen to what 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says. Lest Satan should have an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. These little foxes give us a picture of Satan coming in, and Satan coming in to spoil the vine. He's coming in unaware. Things that we think are harmless. You look at a little fox and you're thinking, how can he do so much damage? But yet in the dark, in the night, he steals the chickens. He destroys the vine. He destroys the plants. In the middle of the night when everybody else is sleeping, he is doing his work. And that's the same thing in our church. We must take heed. We're not ignorant of his devices in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage over us. A lot of times in our Christian life, we allow Satan to get advantage over us because of the little foxes, the little sins, the little besetting sins in our Christian life. We allow Satan to get the ground in our Christian life because we have allowed little foxes to come in, and they come in unaware. They come in places that we don't even recognize half the time. They come in and like, wow, what just happened? How did that get there? What happened there? What happened? I just remember reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God faithfully for all this time, and then what happened? I remember being on my knees three times a day, as the Bible says, and now I'm not. What happened? The little foxes came in, and they took the time, they took the ground that God had for you, and they destroyed. They are disrupting the vine that God wants you to be connected to Him. God wants you to be with Him. And it says, marvel not. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed to the angel of light. If he can deceive us as being the angel of light, we really must take heed to the little foxes. We must know God's Word. God's Word is, he says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints of marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. For the Word of God, it says it's not only, it is dividing, it divides asunder the soul and spirit. It goes into the places that we can't even imagine the Word of God going. And also it's a discerner. It comes in and gives us wisdom. It comes in and gives us knowledge that we have no unawares of where it's coming from, but it's coming from the Word of God because that's the Word of God. It says it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I've seen the Word of God convict my heart. I've seen the Word of God convict other people's heart. It is quick and powerful. It divides asunder. It pierces through things, and it also goes deeper than we can ever even imagine. It goes straight. It goes straight for the heart. It goes straight for where God's desire it to go is for the heart. We must have the Word of God. In Psalms chapter 119, it gives us a good outline of the Word of God. In verse 9, it says it cleanses our ways. The Word of God in verse 11 says it protects us from sinning. The Word of God in verse 33, it says it teaches us. Verse 65, it says it deals with us, God deals with us through His Word. Verse 67, it says it brings us back to God. When we get away from God, God's Word brings us back to Him. Not only in verse 74, it says it gives us hope. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We need the Word of God. We must understand how God operates. We must understand how God moves. We must understand how God works, and He works through His Word. And if we aren't hiding His Word in our heart, we will sin against Him. Psalm says, I will hide thy Word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. A lot of times we sin against God, and sin against God's righteousness and holiness is because we aren't dwelling on the Word of God. We are keeping our eyes on self and not on Christ. We are keeping our eyes on self and not the Savior. He is the one we are looking to. He is the one that keeps us. He is the one that protects us. We were talking about that out of David's life. He was the true champion there in David and Goliath. He was the true champion. He's the one that really killed Goliath. It was God Himself. We must be Spirit-filled people if we are going to take care of the little foxes in our life. Secondly, we must have the Word of God. Thirdly, we must put safeguards in our lives. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 23, it says, abide unto me, fear not. For he that seeketh thy life, my life, seeketh thy life. But with me thou shalt be in safeguard. He told Abiathar, the priest, the son of the priest, Abiathar, he said, listen, if you stay with me, the person that's seeking your life, is seeking my life too as well. And if you come to me, we could put safeguards up. We could be protected by the one that wants to destroy us. In our Christian life, we need to have safeguards. We need to have a church that have safeguards. A lot of times we think of rules and, as you would say, regulations or rules and boundaries. We have them there for a purpose. We have them there for a reason that it won't go so far. We don't want little foxes to come in and destroy our church. We have regulation. We have, as you would say, boundaries for that reason. Everything must be decently and orderly, the Bible says. But we also must watch. We also must stay in the mindset that there can be little foxes coming in. And when they come in, they will destroy. They will not hold back. They will absolutely disrupt everything that God is trying to do. And if we do not watch it, if we are not spirit-filled people, we will never see it happen. It'll come in and one day and the next day and it's, poof, what just happened? It's because the spirit filled, because people aren't being spirit filled. They don't see the problem when it's just beginning. When it just begins to bud. When it just begins to pop his little head, that little fox pops his little head up. When it just starts happening, the spirit filled people see that. See how God is saying, look, look, look at this, look at this. Do you see this? Do you see this happening in your own life? Do you see this little door that you left open that Satan has just now kicked open and allowed so much stuff to come in your life? It's those little foxes that disrupt the vine. Why does God want us to dwell upon the little foxes or see the little foxes or take hold and seize and to grab a hold and make sure that they don't, what, disrupt the tender grapes? God is wanting to move inside his church, but a lot of times he's not moving or he can't move inside the church is because of the sin that's dwelling inside the church. We must get our heart right with God. We must be spirit-filled people that God can use us, and we must have the scriptures in our hearts, in our lives, and not only lastly, we must have safeguards. We must put safeguards in our life that may keep us. We must put boundaries. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to have a TV. And this is my own personal convention. It's not nobody else's, my wife and I's. I'm not going to have a TV in our household because it could open up to this and it could open up to this and it could open up to this. I'm not going to go to this place because it may look like I am consuming this or doing this or doing that. I'm not going to even appear that I'm with another woman alone. Why? Because I'm a married man and I don't want these little foxes to destroy. We have to have these boundaries in our Christian life. We have to have these safeguards in our Christian life so the little foxes won't destroy. It won't disrupt. It won't take care. We need to take care of the tender grapes. And Pastor preached a wonderful message. Yeah, we need to hold the rope for other people. We need that. We need to. We are so deceived. Pastor preached another message on that. We are so deceived by this world because we are so influenced by the world and not God's word. Little foxes is what destroys the vine. It's the little sins in your life is what destroys your Christian life. It's the little things. And a lot of times we don't see the little things until they become giants. A lot of times we really don't see the little foxes occurring until a whole mess happens. Until they came in and disrupt everything. And everything's got to be built back up. We must be spirit-filled people to see these little foxes occurring. And if we do not watch it, they will come in. Satan is walking about seeking whom he may devour. He just doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to utterly destroy you. He wants to consume you all up. He doesn't want anything left. You won't be able to pick yourself back up when Satan's done with you. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do inside not only churches, but inside our church. We must watch the little foxes. We must seek and to take seize to the little foxes. We must see that little sin that's happening, not only in our own personal life, but in the life of the church. We must seize those little sins. Ask God to forgive us. Why? Why? So we don't end up like all the others. We're not going to retreat. God didn't give us the armor to retreat. God wants us to move forward. When the little foxes are in, there is no way we can move forward. We must watch out for the little foxes. Are you a spirit-filled person? Do you have safeguards in your life that may prevent those little besetting sins or prevent those little things coming in? And are you being in God's Word that protects us and guards us from the slip of sins? Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for your Word. Lord, I pray that you'll protect us from the little foxes. Lord, that you'll help us to see the little foxes may be occurring, that we'll be able to take care